Candidates running for Yukon's parliamentary seat in the 2025 federal election addressed questions from the Council of Yukon First Nations, CYFN, and the Assembly of First Nations Yukon Region. All four candidates participated in a two-hour forum at the Beringia Interpretive Center in Whitehorse on April 16. They answered six predetermined questions before responding to submitted live queries from the audience and Chan FM listeners. Brendan Hanley of the Liberals, Ryan Leaf of the Conservatives, Catherine McCallum of the NDP and Gabrielle DuPont of the Green Party are vying to represent the Yukon in Ottawa. Candidates discussed key issues affecting Yukon First Nations, including treaty accountability, land use planning, Indigenous language revitalization, equitable healthcare access, defense investments, and salmon conservation. The forum was moderated by Christine Jennier, a Wolf Clan citizen of the Ta'an Kwachan Council. Treaty accountability. The first question asked candidates how they would ensure proper oversight for modern treaty implementation. It included discussion on reintroducing legislation to establish a federal modern treaty commissioner responsible for monitoring progress, addressing unmet obligations, and ensuring Canada's accountability to Yukon First Nations agreements. DuPont stated that she is committed toward collaborating with all parties in Ottawa in championing Yukon First Nations priorities, including transformative changes, while recognizing the Green Party's role as a smaller entity unlikely to form the next government. McCallum criticized delays by past governments to implement the legislated role and pledged to work with Yukon First Nations to establish the role of a federal modern treaty commissioner. She described treaties as living documents requiring ongoing efforts to fulfill commitments. Leaf said the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's recommendation for Bill C-77, an act respecting the commissioner's role for modern treaty implementation oversight, failed to pass the second reading. Rather than committing to reintroducing the bill, he spoke about prioritized economic concerns that would benefit First Nations. Hanley acknowledged that past legislative efforts to introduce a commissioner for modern treaty implementation stalled due to parliamentary prorogation. He pledged to finalize the legislation to ensure treaty obligations are properly addressed. Land use planning. The second question focused on land use planning and asked candidates how they would advocate for increased federal funding to support land use planning commissions in the Yukon, a key aspect of co-governance under the umbrella final agreement. McCallum spoke about growing pressures from mining, tourism, and other commercial activities on First Nations land without the proper land use planning in place. She said these added pressures put strain on First Nations to keep up with the demand and that she would advocate for additional funding to First Nations land use planning commissions. Leaf said he would work on determining a stable long-term stream of funding that would help plan out proper land use planning based on consultations with First Nations on an annual and biannual basis. He said we would work with CYFN and First Nation chiefs on establishing a dialogue when moving forward on land use planning issues. Hanley described land use planning as essential to resource management under the umbrella final agreement. He stressed the need for certainty, inclusive representation, and ongoing advocacy to secure federal funding that supports land, water, and economic development projects. DuPont focused on balancing conservation and development. She said clean energy projects led by Yukon First Nations was part of her strategy and pledged to advocate for funding to ensure land use planning supports sustainable initiatives like solar and wind energy projects. Indigenous language revitalization. The third question addressed Yukon First Nation languages, asking candidates how they would secure federal funding for long-term support beyond short-term programs. Leaf advocated for Indigenous-led efforts to preserve and revitalize languages. He said he would work closely with Yukon First Nations to develop short- and long-term language support plans, ensuring their solutions are brought to Ottawa for meaningful federal action. Hanley called for sustained investment in Yukon First Nation language revitalization, citing successful community-led programs, including adult and youth immersion and language nest initiatives. He added that more funding was needed to upgrade infrastructure that support languages development and would work in Ottawa on delivering that. DuPont discussed the challenges of her Francophone background as a minority language speaker in Yukon. She pledged to negotiate additional funding with Canadian Heritage, noting that the Commissioner of Indigenous Languages currently lacks funding to support community projects. McCallum highlighted the need for First Nations to revive languages following the attempted eradication of Indigenous cultural identity through the residential school system. She proposed allocating federal funds to First Nations governments and school boards that build and sustain language programs for future generations to carry on. Jordan's principle. The fourth question explored how candidates would approach Jordan's principle, a Canadian Human Rights Tribunal measure ensuring First Nations children do not face delays or gaps in accessing government services due to their Indigenous identity. Jordan's principle is a legal principle established by the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal to ensure that First Nations children receive government-funded services without delays or jurisdictional disputes, Jennier said. Hanley answered first, noting that demand for these government services has increased, with the government committing $9 billion. Locally, Hanley said he had advocated for funding toward the Yukon First Nation Education Directorate, which he described as delivering critical programs in mobile health services. DuPont said she and her party are committed to implementing Canadian Human Rights Tribunal orders. She also highlighted the need to support local food bank programs through government services. McCallum characterized Jordan's principle as a temporary measure for First Nations children to access government services while the government builds long-term support systems. She added that local Yukon services have been cut back. Leaf said there needs to be stability in the financial planning of government services provided through Jordan's principle. He said he would work to protect it by ensuring applications and processes are clear with stated objectives. Defense. The fifth question focused on how candidates would advocate for critical defense investments in Yukon, given Ottawa's focus on Nunavut and the Northwest Territories. The question highlighted concerns about Arctic security, local economic benefits, and Yukon First Nations' role in shaping infrastructure projects. DuPont said the Green Party's co-leader had advocated for a National Civil Defense Corps to help protect against scenarios like forest fires and floods. She highlighted the economic opportunities this plan could bring to northern communities. McCallum pledged to advocate for increased funding and reimbursements for Canadian Rangers operating in remote communities. She added that the NDP has committed to establishing a new military reserve unit in Whitehorse. Leaf advocated for engineering infrastructure projects to support search and rescue missions. He added that the Conservatives are committed to doubling the Canadian Rangers program, which he said could open up opportunities for Yukoners and First Nation development groups. Hanley said Canada's Arctic and Northern policy framework includes a CYFN chapter, which he said demonstrates the government's collaboration with Yukon First Nations on defense. He added that additional infrastructure for military and community benefit is needed for the future. Salmon restoration. The sixth question focused on how candidates would address the Pacific salmon crisis, given the looming expiration of federal funding under the Pacific Salmon Strategy Initiative. Candidates were asked how Yukon First Nations would be equal partners in restoration efforts. McCallum highlighted the 7 rebuilding initiatives that Yukon First Nations are currently engaged in, which she said she would advocate for at the federal level. She added that she is committed to renewing Pacific Salmon Strategy Initiative funding. Leaf said he would work with members of the Yukon River Salmon Subcommittee and support the work being done under the Pacific Salmon Strategy Initiative. He emphasized the importance of regular meetings with First Nations to update information continually. Hanley said he joined Canada's Fisheries and Oceans Committee and convened a study dedicated to the state of Yukon salmon. He said he traveled to Washington, D.C., with a delegation, including Yukon First Nation leaders, to advocate for a binational approach to salmon restoration. DuPont said she would work on rebuilding strategies to mitigate climate change and the threats it presents to local salmon habitats. She added that temperature changes in lakes and rivers need to be closely examined. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.